Doug McLennan, Spruce Head.
You said it so fast I didn't hear what you said.
Doug McLennan, Spruce okay. Head, Maine. Trying to write, multitasking here.
That's okay.
I got more of a question with the commissioner's bill about me and my son own a boat together. You can't put both of our names on the boat when you register it. It has to be one or the other. So we bought this boat together. I got two sons. We all got boats. We got four boats in the family. We bought an extra boat to go scalloping with so we don't smash our lobster boats up. It's kind of hard on them. So I don't understand. Me and my youngest son, we go scalloping out of the same boat. With the commissioner's bill, will I still be able to? We all have licenses. When none of us were without a scallop license. He could rig his other boat up, add another boat into the fleet. Same with my other son. I just want to know, can we still fish? One scallop with three licenses on it. Because right now, all I have to do is they put their name of our boat on their license. Right? So that's kind of what I need to know. Is that going to shut my kids out? So they're going to have to rig their lobster boats up? It's going to add two more boats. Instead of reducing any effort, you're going to add effort.
I'm sure you can ask him after.
Yeah. I guess that's... I mean, I could speak along about all day, but...
Well, that's well, he kind of... Don't go away.
Yeah.
Didn't want to scare you off here. I think you have a question. Devin?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Mr. McLennan, thank you very much for being patient and coming up and talking with us. So it sounds to me like you'd be in favor of the grandfathering of families fishing together.
I guess. I don't really want to speak against the bill. There's a lot of things with the state bill. I'm not too keen on the diver part of it. You know, we were like James this year in our inside channel, which was right out of our home where we could fish when the wind was blowing. We shut down to us. Yeah, the divers were diving in there last week, and we were shot out of there in December. So that bill, there's a lot of parts when you lump things into these bills. I might like one part of it, but there might be two parts that I don't care for, you know. I don't have anything to do with Urchinon, but I see why they have a separate drag, because we have to have 4-inch rings where an urchin drag can have a 2-inch twine bag.
I wouldn't catch any urchins with a scallop drag.
Well, the thing is, you can catch a lot of scallops with an urchin drag. So
it's true.
But you know what I mean? I don't know because I don't have an urchin license. But what I'm saying is, I see scallops come out of my drag this big, right? Urchin bag, you're going to get, you're not supposed to cut them, but. Not supposed to do a lot of things that people do, so.
Thank you very much.
But as far as grandfathering, if he says we're all right, that's all I need to know, so.
I think your situation is a little different than the grandfather.
Well, I just wanted to check. Same with, there's other people in the room here who have family members that we have a boat that we set aside and go, you know, so we don't have to use our lobster boats. It's not common, I don't think, but.
Any other questions? Hearing none. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming up. Anyone else, neither for nor against? You'll be next. She's...